Regional Theatre Young Director Scheme, Executive Director Recruitment Pack. Deadline for applications is 12 noon on Monday the 15th of December 2025. Part-time, 3 days a week. Salary, £28,800 or £48,000 pro rata. Thank you so much for your interest in the Executive Director role at the Regional Theatre Young Director Scheme. It's an exciting time for us as we deliver our major new Arts Council funded project called Fair Play, which, in partnership with theatres and artists, aims to tackle class inequity. We have just recently launched our Associate Artistic Director residencies with Leeds Playhouse, Bristol Old Vic and Liverpool Everyman and Playhouse, and we have a range of groundbreaking new initiatives that we will kick off in January 2026. We're looking for a committed and ambitious Executive Director who will join us to deepen our strategy and delivery over the next 18 months. We're really committed to addressing the barriers experienced by working class and low socioeconomic artists to ensure that they can sustain careers and thrive in the theatre industry, and we hope you'll help us achieve this. We hope you find everything you need in the pack about the company and the role, but you're also very welcome to get in touch for an informal and confidential conversation with our recruitment consultant, Mary Cawes, at cawsmary@gmail.com. That's CAWSMARY @gmail.com. We want you to have the opportunity to tell us about yourself and your interest in RTYDS and Fair Play in whatever way feels most appropriate, and we're accepting proposals in writing, video or audio format. The pack is also available in audio, large print, as a screen reader accessible version and a format based on the British Dyslexia Association style guide, and they can be found at www.rtyds.co.uk/jobs. If you need the pack in an alternative format, please contact recruitment@rtyds.co.uk with your requirements. We look forward to hearing from you. Contents. 1. RTYDS Fair Play. 2. The team. 3. The role. 4. The skills and experience we are looking for. 5. Terms and conditions. And 6. How to apply. RTYDS Fair Play. The Regional Theatre Young Director Scheme was started in 1960 by ABC Television to help further the careers of aspiring theatre producers and directors. Its founders believed that television owed a debt of gratitude to the theatre for its supply of creative talent. Jack Andrews, MBE, administered the project for 20 years and over this time ensured that it continued to grow from strength to strength. In 2007, he retired and invited the Young Vic to take over his managerial responsibilities for the scheme. RTYDS was radically reimagined in 2015 with Arts Council England and sector-wide support to challenge and dismantle barriers in artistic leadership arising from inequality of opportunity. We partnered with organisations across England to provide professional development opportunities for new, early career and experienced theatre directors. RTYDS alumni are leading theatres around the country, with recent appointees including Teo Lawson at the Bush Theatre, Jesse Jones at Royal and Durngate in Northampton, Elizabeth Newman at Sheffield Theatres, Jack McNamara at Live Theatre in Newcastle, Natalie Ibu at Northern Stage in Newcastle, and Corey Campbell at the Belgrade Theatre in Coventry. Directors that have participated in other RTYDS schemes include John Tiffany, Vicky Featherston, and Rebecca Frecknell. We're proud to have led on change in leadership diversity in theatre, working with theatre partners across the regions for the last 15 years. In 2023, the overwhelming evidence around class-based discrimination compelled us to place all our efforts and tried and tested practices to challenge the systemic barriers that prevent theatre makers from working class or low socioeconomic backgrounds from sustaining creative careers and fulfilling their potential as artists and cultural leaders. The crisis of class representation in the arts is well established, but it isn't being tackled. Our vision is an industry where socioeconomic background does not dictate an artist's art form, destination or career duration, where working class leaders can thrive and where our theatre sector is robust, socially just and able to recognise, develop and nurture working class talent. Our mission is to bring together theatres, theatre companies, trade unions and third sector experts alongside mid-career artists across England to identify the cultural and systemic barriers that prevent artists from working class backgrounds from sustaining careers and progressing to leadership. At the heart of Fair Play is lived experience, and a driving force behind the ambitions of the initiative are our two core creative leads, Katrina Shoebridge and Steph O'Driscoll, who are working alongside Artistic Director Sue Emmis in designing and delivering the programme. We are currently working with partner organisations such as 20 Stories High, Bradford City of Culture 2025, Bradford Producing Hub, Cardboard Citizens, Liverpool Everyman and Playhouse, Stephen Joseph Theatre and Turn to Us. Fair Play has three focuses. 1. Advocacy. We champion working class artists and their experiences and for the industry to come together to support them. 2. Collaborating with organisations. We can advise on best practice, recruitment and workplace culture. We create programmes in collaboration with organisations that target a specific area of class inequity. 3. Supporting artists. Raising awareness within the industry to encourage good practice, as well as finding ways to provide connection and advice. In the summer of 2025, we launched our first wave of Fair Play programmes, including Associate Artistic Director Residencies. RTYDS is partnering with Bristol Old Vic, Leeds Playhouse and Liverpool Everyman and Playhouse. Each will host a mid-career director who is working class or from a low socio-economic background in residence for 18 months. The Associate Artistic Director will develop their craft and understanding of creative leadership in a live theatre environment. Leadership Pathway Bursaries. A pilot programme which aims to address the significant lack of diversity in those who lead organisations. It will provide a progression route for talented people who hope to be artistic or creative directors. Each participant will receive a fee to cover their time and have access to support, training, workshops and mentoring, working alongside RTYDS's current cohort of theatre professionals from similar backgrounds who are already on a pathway to leadership. Surviving on a Shoestring, a 12-month finance equity programme in collaboration with the theatre's finance, producing and executive teams to trial new ways of paying creative freelancers who are in receipt of benefits. Both theatre buildings and companies can take part and join on a rolling basis. Class Assembly. Events which bring together theatres, companies and artists to understand the deep-rooted socio-economic inequity in the arts and take away tangible action points to make change. We've led two events so far, one in Liverpool with 20 Stories High and Liverpool Everyman and Playhouse, and one in Bradford in partnership with Bradford 2025 UK City of Culture, Bradford Producing Hub and Commonwealth. The team. We're a small team who all work flexibly part-time, and in addition, RTYDS engages freelance support, for example, professional financial advice, PR or website development as required. Sue Emmis has led RTYDS as Artistic Director and CEO since 2007 and is one of the leading figures in artist development in the UK, having also formed and led the Young Vic Creators Programme, previously the Directors Programme. She is joined by critically acclaimed directors Steph O'Driscoll and Katrina Shoebridge, who have joined RTYDS as co-creative leads to develop and deliver Fair Play. As well as being exceptional artists, Steph and Kat bring their ideas and energy and their invaluable and relevant lived experience in the core leadership of the project. Manlai Siu, as programme producer, brings experience working in theatre, education and digital marketing. RTYDS is an independent company limited by guarantee and a registered charity. The board of 12 trustees consists of artistic directors and leaders of theatres, freelance theatre artists, and trustees with financial and organisational skills that underpin the company's resilience and sustainability. Our trustees are Uttri Banerjee, Director, Christina Clark, Chair and Founder of C21 Creative Communications, Dermot Daly, Director, Doreen Foster, Director of Warwick Arts Centre, Pam Fraser-Solomon, Head of MA Producing at Mountview, Samina Hussain, Director, Adam Kemwright, Founder and Director of Kindred Partners, Anthony Lau, Director, Laura Mallows, Executive Director of Thick Skin, Alex McGowan, Freelance, Nathan Powell, Creative Director of Liverpool Everyman and Playhouse, and Luke Skilbeck, Writer, Director and Artistic Director of Milk Presents. In 2025, we received a two-year project grant from Arts Council England to deliver Fair Play. More information can be found on www.rtyds.co.uk. The role. We're seeking an executive director who can help us realise Fair Play and has lived experience of and or is committed to tackling socio-economic inequity. We specifically welcome applications from candidates who are marginalised and from low socioeconomic backgrounds. This includes people who are black or global majority, deaf and or disabled, neurodivergent and LGBTQIA+. We welcome applications from candidates who wish to work in a flexible working pattern, for example, around caring responsibilities or access requirements. We're based in Manchester and have an office in London, and as a national organisation, we welcome applications from locations across the English regions that can easily access either of those two cities for in-person meetings. The purpose of the role is to lead RTYDS's fundraising, HR, operations and business planning. As a small company, the role is varied and covers many areas. You'll have a broad knowledge of the areas listed below, but may not have skills and experience in all. We'd aim to provide support through our trustees and training as appropriate. Main responsibilities. Strategic planning, working in partnership with the artistic director /CEO. Lead on income generation through fundraising and through training and other opportunities. Nurture existing relationships with regional theatre companies and organisations such as Equity and ITC. Identify, secure, promote and sustain new partnerships and collaborations that will enhance the future development of Fair Play. Advocate for the organisation and the project. Oversee evaluation and monitoring as required. Keep abreast of legal obligations including data protection, health and safety and safeguarding requirements. Responsible for ensuring risk is well managed and that the risk register is reviewed quarterly at board meetings. Board. Act as main contact for the board and related meetings, including quarterly finance and fundraising subcommittee meetings. Attend meetings with artistic director and chair every 2 weeks for informal catch-up and planning. Draft, collate and issue board papers for finance and fundraising subcommittee and main board meetings, as well as creating minutes. Responsible for keeping records and filing up to date on Companies House and the Charities Commission. Finance. With the artistic director /CEO, prepare an annual budget for approval by the board. Plan, manage and monitor RTYDS's finances, including overseeing freelance bookkeeper who runs the monthly payroll and raises invoices. Work with the freelance accountant who produces quarterly management accounts and financial forecasts for the board finance subcommittee. Work with the freelance accountant to prepare financial information for the annual examined accounts. Ensure appropriate financial systems are in place to safeguard the company, mitigating financial risk where appropriate. Ensure the charity is compliant at all times, seeking professional advice where necessary. Fundraising. Develop and lead the income generation strategy in collaboration with the artistic director /CEO and freelance experts as needed. Manage relationships with key funders in collaboration with the artistic director /CEO. Manage relationships with freelance fundraisers. Contribute to fundraising applications and prepare project-related budgets. Work with the artistic director /CEO on individual giving strategy and approaches. Report to Arts Council England as required. HR. Line management of the programme producer who has a dotted line responsibility to the artistic director /CEO. Approve contracts for freelancers. Oversee HR and create a positive working environment for staff and freelancers. Lead on the development of a well-being strategy for staff. Keep policies updated, including policies that are approved by the board annually. Point of contact for freelance staff such as IT, payroll, etc. Ensure compliance with all relevant employment and safeguarding regulations and demonstrate best practice in implementing equity, diversity and inclusion. Other. Work across the organisation to support the delivery of the Fair Play programme, ensuring that all of the programme strands, such as class assembly and fair play in organisations, are delivered to a high standard. Undertake any other reasonable duties in order to fulfil the objectives of RTYDS. The skills and experience we're looking for. Experience. Demonstrable previous people management experience. Experience of successful fundraising, including public subsidy, trusts, foundations and individual donors. Track record in relationship building. experience of project monitoring, evaluation and report writing. A broad understanding of contract, employment and equality legislation. Understanding of the best practice in safeguarding. Skills. Strong financial management skills, including management of budgets. Proven ability in planning and problem solving. Fluent IT skills, including knowledge of databases, Microsoft Office and e-networks. Confident written and verbal communication skills. Ability to manage multiple priorities within agreed timescales. Strong advocacy, communication and negotiation skills. Attributes. Demonstrable commitment to equity, diversity and inclusion, and specifically socioeconomic inequity. Understanding of barriers to artists' engagement and development in our sector. A collaborative and flexible approach when working with others. Commitment to team well-being. Terms and conditions. Please consider applying even if you don't meet every point of the skills and experience listed. While candidates should fit the majority of the criteria for this role, we would be happy to consider applications from those who are committed to the principles and aims of fair play but don't hit every part of the person specification. Title: Executive Director. Responsible to: Artistic Director / CEO. Responsible for: Programme Producer and Freelance Staff. Contract: Fixed term to July 2027 initially, with plans for an extension pending outcome of future funding applications. Based at: a hybrid format between working remotely and face-to-face meetings at RTYDS's base in Royal Exchange Theatre in Manchester. Time in person to be mutually agreed, brackets at least once a month. Salary: £28,800 or £48,000 pro rata. Hours: 3 days a week but with flexibility to be mutually agreed. Ideally, key working days would be Monday and Tuesday, but this is also negotiable, with a floating day to be agreed. The post holder is expected to work an average of 21 hours per week with a lunch break. Some travel may be required, which would be covered by RTYDS if it falls outside of the commute to the RTYDS main office. It is unlikely there will be much evening or weekend work. How to apply? We're committed to inclusive working practices and ensuring access. We'll ask you about any access requirements at each stage of the process. The pack is available in a range of formats, and we welcome written, audio, video and BSL applications. More detail below. The recruitment is led by Sue Emmis, Artistic Director CEO, and Christina Clark, Chair, and two other panellists who are to be confirmed. We're very happy to arrange an informal, confidential conversation regarding the position before applying. This might be to ask questions about the company, the role or the process. We're happy to answer all questions. Please get in touch for an informal and confidential conversation with our recruitment consultant, Mary Caws, at causemary@gmail.com. causmary@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can contact Sue Emmis or Christina Clark on recruitment at rtuids.co.uk. Please let us know your access requirements before the conversation so we can put provision in place. To apply, please send a CV and covering letter, no longer than two sides of A4, or an audio or video note, 3 to 5 minutes, including: what attracts you to RTYDS and Fair Play? How your skills, experience and attributes match those outlined in the pack. Name and contact details for two referees who know you in a working environment. Where applicable, one of which should be your current or most recent employer. We shall not take up references before a second interview and only after notifying you. All applications will be assessed on content, not format. Audio, video and BSL applications should be submitted via WeTransfer, preferably in MP3 or MP4 format. Please also complete our online Equal Opportunities Monitoring form. This helps us to better understand if our recruitment practices are accessible and equitable to all. All deaf or disabled candidates who demonstrate that they meet the essential criteria will be invited for an interview. If you have any problems with availability on the interview dates, please indicate this in your cover letter. The deadline for applications is 12 noon on Monday the 15th of December 2025. Applications should be addressed to Sue Emmis, Artistic Director, RTYDS, and sent via email to recruitment@rtyds.co.uk with Executive Director, RTYDS in the subject line. Interview process. Candidates invited for interview will be contacted by close of Monday the 22nd of December 2025. The process will include two rounds of panel interviews. The first interviews will be in the week commencing Monday the 12th of January 2026. The second interviews will be in the week commencing Monday the 19th of January 2026. Interviews will take place on Zoom or in person, likely in Manchester, depending on personal preference. We'll provide travel expenses and the space will be accessible. If you're invited to interview, you'll be asked about any access requirements so we can put access provision in place or adjust the interview schedule. Data policy. Your information will be held by RTYDS. It will not be shared with any third parties. Find out more about how RTYDS uses your data at www.rtyds.co.uk/privacy-policy. Address: RTYDS, Royal Exchange Theatre, St Anne's Square, Manchester, M2 7DH. Call us on 0161 883 0296. Email us on rtyds@rtyds.co.uk. Our registered charity number is 115 9966.